السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اهد قلبي وسدد لساني واسلل سخيمة قلبي، آمين يا رب العالمين. Lesson number 91, سورة الأعراف, آية 54-72. We'll do the translation first. Indeed, Rabbakum, your Rabb, Allahu is Allah, Alladhi, the one who, Khalaqa, created, As-samawat, the skies, Wal-arda, and the earth, Fi, in, Sittati, six, Ayyamin, days, Thumma, then, Istawa, he rose, Ala, above, Al-arsh, the throne, Istawa, he established himself, Ala, above, Al-Arshi, the throne. Yughshi, he covers. Al-Layla, the night. An-Nahara, on the day. Yatulubuhu, it seeks it. Hathitha, rapidly. Wa-Shamsa, and the sun. Wal-Qamara, and the moon. Wa-Nujuma, and the stars. Musakharat, as ones subjected. Bi-Amrihi, by his command. Ala, verily, lahu, only to him belongs, al-khalqu, the creation, wal-amru, and the command, tabarakallahu, Allah is perfectly blessed, rabbu, rabb, al-alameen, of the worlds. Udu'u, you all call, rabbakum, your rabb, tadarru'an, with humble beseeching, wa khufyatan, and in concealment. Innahu, indeed he, la yuhibbu, he does not love, al-mu'tadin, the transgressors. Wa la tufsidu, and you all do not cause corruption, fi, in, al-ardi, the land, ba'da, after, islahiha, its reformation. Wad'uhu, and you all call him, khawfan, with fear, wa tama'a, and with eager desire, inna, indeed, rahmata, mercy, Allahi of Allah, Qaribun, is ever near, min, from, al-muhsineen, the ones who do ihsan. Wahuwa, and he, alladhi, is the one who, yurusilu, he sends, al-riyaha, the winds, bushra, as good news, bayna yaday, before, rahmatihi, his mercy, hatta, until, idha, when, أقلت, they carry, سحاباً ثقالاً, heavy clouds, سقناه, we drive it, لبلد ميت, to a dead land. فأنزلنا, then we send down, به, to it, or through it, الماء, the water. فأخرجنا, then we bring out, به, through it, من كل, every kind, الثمرات, of the fruits. كذلك, thus, نخرج, we will bring out, الموتى, the dead, لعلكم, so that you all, تذكرون, you all take heed, والبلد الطيب, and the good land, يخرج نباته, its plants come out, بإذن, by permission, ربه, of its رب, والذي, and the one which, خبث, was bad, لا يخرج, none comes out, إلا, except, نكدا, with difficulty, or نكدا, as scanty. كذلك, thus, نصرف, we diversify, الآيات, the signs, لقوم يشكرون, for a people who are grateful. لقد, surely in fact, أرسلنا, we sent, نوحا, نوح عليه السلام, إلى, to, قومه, his people, فقال, so he said, يا قومي, O my people, اعبدوا, you all worship, الله, الله, ما, there is not, لكم, for you all, من إله, any god at all, غيره, other than him, إني, indeed I, أخاف, I fear, عليكم, for you all, عذاب, punishment, يوم عظيم, of ever great day. قال, said, الملأ, the elite, من قومه, of his people. إِنَّا, indeed we, لَنَرَاكَ, surely we see you, في, in, ضَلَالٍ مُبِين, clear error. قَالَ, he said, يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, لَيْسَ, there is not, be with me, ضَلَالَةٌ, any error. وَلَكِنِّي, but indeed I, رَسُولٌ, am messenger, من, from, رَبِّي, رَبْ, العالمين, of the worlds. أُبَلِّغُكُمْ, I convey to you all, رِسَالَاتِ, messages, رَبِّي, of my رَبْ, وَأَنصَحُ, and I give sincere advice, لَكُمْ, to you all, وَأَعْلَمُ, and I know, مِن, from, اللَّهِ, Allah, مَا, what, لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, you all do not know. أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ, and is it that you all found strange, أَن, that, جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ, a reminder came to you all, مِن, from, رَبِّكُمْ, your رَبْ, عَلَى, upon, رَجُلٍ, a man, مِنْكُمْ, among you all, لِيُنْذِرَكُمْ, so that he warns you all, وَلِتَتَّقُوا, and so that you all adopt taqwa, وَلَعَلَّكُمْ, and so that you all تُرْحَمُونَ, you all are shown mercy. فَكَذَّبُوهُ, but they belied him. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ, so we saved him. وَالَّذِينَ, and the ones who, مَعَهُ, with him. فِي, in, الْفُلْكِ, the ship. وَأَغْرَقْنَا, and we drowned. الَّذِينَ, the ones who, كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, they denied our verses. They denied our signs. إِنَّهُمْ, indeed they, كَانُوا, they were, قَوْمًا, a people, عَمِين, ones who are blind. وَإِلَى, and we sent to, عَادٍ, عَاد, أَخَاهُمْ, their brother, هُودًا, هُود, عليه السلام. قَالَ, he said, يَا قَوْمِ, O my people, اُعْبُدُوا, you all worship, اللَّهَ, Allah, مَا, there is not, لَكُمْ, for you all, مِنْ إِلَهٍ, any god at all, غَيْرُهُ, other than him. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ, then will you all not adopt taqwa? قَالَ, said, الْمَلَأُ, the elite, الَّذِينَ, the ones who, كَفَرُوا, they disbelieved, مِنْ, from, قَوْمِهِ, his people, إِنَّا, indeed we, لَنَرَاكَ, surely we see you, فِي, in, سَفَاهَةٍ, foolishness, وَإِنَّا, and indeed we, لَنَظُنُّكَ, surely we think of you, من among الكاذبين, the liars. قال, he said, يا قومي, O my people, ليس, there is not, be with me, سفاهة, any foolishness. ولكني, but indeed I, رسول, am messenger, من, from, ربي, رب, العالمين, of the worlds. أبلغكم, I convey to you all, رسالاتي, messages, رَبِّي, of my رَبْ, وَأَنَا, and I, لَكُمْ, to you all, نَاصِحٌ, am one who gives sincere advice, أَمِينٌ, trustworthy. أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ, and is it that you all found strange? أَنْ, that, جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ, a reminder came to you all, مِنْ, from, رَبِّكُمْ, your رَبْ, عَلَى, upon, رَجُلٍ, a man, مِنْكُمْ, among you all, لِيُنْذِرَكُمْ, so that he warns you all. وَذْكُرُوا, and you all remember, إِذْ, when, جَعَلَكُمْ, he made you all, خُلَفَاء, successors, مِنْ بَعْدِ, after, قَوْمْ, people, نُوحٍ, of نُوح, عليه السلام. وَزَادَكُمْ, and he increased you all, فِي, in, الْخَلْقِ, the stature, بَسْطَةً, a great extent. فَذْكُرُوا, so you all remember, Ala, favors, Allahi, of Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ, so that you all, تُفْلِحُون, you all are successful. قَالُوا, they said, أَجِئْتَنَا, did you come to us, لِنَعْبُدَ, so that we worship, اللَّهَ, Allah, وَحْدَهُ, alone, وَنَذَرَ, and we leave, مَا, what, كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا, our forefathers used to worship, فَأْتِنَا, so you come forth, bima, with what, ta'iduna, you threaten us, in kunta, if you are truly, من from الصادقين, the truthful ones. قال, he said, قد, in fact, وقع عليكم, has befallen you all. من from ربكم, your رب. رجس, defilement. وغضب, and wrath. أتجادلونني, do you all argue with me? في, in regard to, أسماء, names. سميتموها, you all have named them. أنتم, you all, وآباؤكم, and your forefathers. ما نزل الله, Allah did not send down, بها, for them, من سلطان, any authoritative evidence at all. فانتظروا, so you all wait. إني, indeed I, معكم, with you all, من, am from, المنتظرين, the ones who wait. فأنجيناه, so we saved him, والذين, and the ones, معه, with him. برحمة, by mercy, منا, from us. وقطعنا, and we cut off, دابرة, root, الذين, of the ones who, كذبوا بآياتنا, they denied our verses. وما كانوا, and they were not, مؤمنين, believers. All right, let's listen to the recitation of these verses.
إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفية إنه لا يحب المعتدين ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ودعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين وهو الذي يرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته حتى إذا أقلت سحابا ثقالا سقناه لبلد ميت فأنزلنا به الماء فأخرجنا به من كل الثمرات كذلك نخرج الموتى لعلكم تذكرون والبلد الطيب يخرج نباته بإذن ربه والذي خبث لا يخرج إلا نكدا كذلك نصرف الآيات لقوم يشكرون لقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم قال الملأ من قومه إنا لنراك في ضلال مبين قال يا قوم ليس بي ضلالة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنصح لكم وأعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم ولتتقوا ولعلكم ترحمون فكذبوه فأنجيناه والذين معه في الفلك وأغرقنا الذين كذبوا بآياتنا إنهم كانوا قوما عمين وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره أفلا تتقون قال الملأ الذين كفروا من قومه إنا لنراك في سفاهة وإنا لنظنك من الكاذبين قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكني رسول من رب العالمين أبلغكم رسالات ربي وأنا لكم ناصح أمين أوعجبتم أن جاءكم ذكر من ربكم على رجل منكم لينذركم واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد قوم نوح وزادكم في الخلق بسطة فاذكروا آلاء الله لعلكم تفلحون قالوا أجئتنا لنعبد الله وحده ونذر ما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتنا بما تعدنا إن كنت من الصادقين قال قد وقع عليكم من ربكم رجس وغضب أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما نزل الله بها من سلطان فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين فأنجيناه والذين معه برحمة منا وقطعنا دابر الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وما كانوا مؤمنين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آية نمبر 54 إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth. في ستة أيام in 6 days. Allah Azza wa Jal addresses all people over here, teaching us about Himself, about the fact that He alone is our Lord, He alone is the one who is worthy of worship without any partner. إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ Indeed, your Rabb, meaning, O people, your Rabb, your creator, your provider, your nurturer, the one who bestows blessings on you, is who? It is Allah. And who is Allah who created you? الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ The one who created the skies and the earth. The skies and the earth, and whatever is within them, whatever is between them, with all their greatness, their expanse, their strength, their perfection, Allah is the originator of the skies and the earth. So He not only created you, but He is also the one who has created the heavens and the earth and everything that exists. He not only provides for you, but He provides for every creature. He not only owns you, but He owns everything that exists. So all that you see around you, above you, beneath you, all of that, Allah created it. الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And He created all of this in how long? فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ In 6 days. أَيَّام, plural of the word, يَوْم. Imagine all of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of this in just 6 days. Now the word يَوْم in Arabic doesn't just refer to a 24-hour period. يَوْم is a period of time. In Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 47, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ That a day near Allah is like 1,000 years according to what you count. So, you need the length of a يَوْم, of a day, can vary. It isn't just 24 hours long. So, فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ means that in six stages, in six periods of time, Allah Azza wa Jal created the skies and the earth. And this is important to know because it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation gradually, in stages, and with planning. For Allah, it is not difficult to create anything that He wants within an instant. He can just say, kun, and immediately the thing will come into existence. Sa'id ibn Jubayr said that Allah is able to create the skies and the earth and whatever is between them in a moment, in just one lamha, just one moment, He's able to do that. But He created all of this in 6 days. Why? To teach us about the importance of and the necessity of how things take time and that we should not rush. And it also shows the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave so much attention and care to the creation of the heavens and the earth. And this teaches us an important lesson, because sometimes we become very hasty and we want change to happen instantly. But this is not how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the creation. The way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed it is that things take time. For example, when a person gets sick, then healing, recovery is not immediate. It can take time, anywhere between a couple of hours to a couple of days to a couple of months, and sometimes even years. When it comes to the birth of a human being, that also takes time. The development takes time, the pregnancy, the entire duration, it takes time. So we should not be hasty, because hastiness is from shaitan and it shows impatience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies and the earth in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Then, meaning after completing the creation of the skies and the earth and implementing His decree within each, اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. He rose above the throne. He established Himself above the throne. The word istawa is from sin waw ya, and sawa means to be equal, right? So istawa means to become sawa, meaning to become equal. Equal as in well-balanced, firm and steady. Like for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that wastawat ala al-judi, that the ship of Nuh alayhi salam istawat ala al-judi, that it became settled where? On Mount Judi. Settled as in that's where it stopped and it became steady, meaning that is the point from where it did not float anywhere. And then the water subsided. So that is where it remained. Okay. وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِ. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ, that when you mount yourselves on your means of transportation, like for example, an animal, and like imagine when you are getting onto a horse, right? You climb onto it, you sit, you balance yourself, all right? You become firm and steady on it. This is istawa, all right? So istawa is to rise and then to become firm, steady, seated firmly, all right, on something. Now, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ means that He established Himself above the throne, meaning having full possession and control over His creation, regulating all of the affairs of the creation, He is above the throne. And even though He is above the throne, يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ, He causes the night to cover the day. So there is nothing big or small that occurs in the creation except that it is under His constant guardianship, His constant care. So ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Now someone asked Imam Malik as to how did Allah istawa over the throne. So Imam Malik replied that al-istiwa ma'lum. The fact that Allah rose, that Allah established Himself over the throne, this is something known because Allah has mentioned it numerous times in the Quran. Wal-kayf majhul. But how He did that, this is something unknown to us. Was-su'alu anhu bid'ah. And asking about it is an innovation. Why? Because the companions also understood what istiwa means, but they never asked how did Allah establish Himself above the throne. Not because this thought never crossed their minds, but because they knew that asking such a question is pointless. Well, imanu bihi wajib, but believing in the fact that Allah established Himself over the throne, this is something that is necessary, a requirement of iman, because Allah is mentioned in the Quran and we must believe in it. So the reality is that speculation and, you know, discussing this and bringing any one explanation after the other, all of these discussions really are of no avail, because no matter what people come up with, no one can say anything for sure, because we can only know about Allah what Allah has informed us of. Allah has informed us of the fact that He established Himself above the throne. Beyond that, He has not told us anything. So no matter what we say, at the end of the day, we don't know. So there is no benefit in asking questions like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not telling us over here that He established Himself above the throne so that we begin to discuss and we begin to think about how exactly did He rise? Did He go up like people do? Did He sit like people do? We don't need to do that. And it is a distraction. In Surah Ali Imran, we have learned that فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهُ, that as for the people in whose hearts is deviation, they pursue what has the shabuh in it, meaning what is unclear. So these details we can never learn about, no matter how much we dive deep into the words and no matter how much we discuss, because Allah has not informed us about beyond what is mentioned here. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. That's all we know. And وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. People cannot encompass Him, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, in their knowledge. We can only know about Allah what Allah has informed us of. So what does it mean? ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, that He is above the throne and that He has full possession and control of His creation. He is dominant over His creation. His will prevails over His creation. And He is above His creation. Because the arsh, you can say it is the roof of all the creation. All right, meaning all of the creation, the skies, the earth, all the people, the angels, where are they? Below the throne. So, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ. He causes the night to cover over the day. يُغْشِ from غَيْن شِينْ وَاوْ, غَشِيَ or غَيْن شِينْ يَا, to cover, غِشَاوَ from the same root. So He causes the night, which is dark, to cover the day, meaning to gradually take over the day that is bright. So what happens then? The part of the earth where there was light is now covered with darkness. And when it is covered with darkness, then the creatures on it are able to take rest from the activities of the day. In Surah Al-Hadid, Ayah 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. He causes the night to enter the day and He causes the day to enter into the night. In Surah Yasin, Ayah 37, Allah says, وَآيَةُ لَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ نَسْلَخُ مِنْهُ النَّهَارِ. The night is a sign for them. We remove from it the day, meaning the brightness of the day, the light of the day is pulled away and the night takes over. And what happens to the night as it settles in? Does it just stay in one place and now that place is permanently in darkness? No. And what happens to the day? Does it go away forever? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَطُلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا. يَطُلُبُهُ, it follows it. It seeks it. حَثِيثًا, rapidly. يَطُلُبُ from طَلَب. طَلَب is to seek. Now what is seeking what? This can mean the night seeks the day, or it can mean the day seeks the night. All right? Meaning the night is constantly chasing the day, and the day is constantly chasing the night. How? حَثِيثًا, rapidly. حَثَثَ. حَثَّ يَحُثُّ is to urge, encourage, incite someone to do something. And حَثِيث means rapidly, quickly, speedily. Meaning the night and the day are constantly chasing each other. All right? And the night takes over the day immediately, quickly, as in there is no gap in the middle. All right? There's no delay. So without any intermission, the night follows the day, and the day follows the night. Subhanallah. And this is going on in a constant cyclical manner, that every time the night goes, the day comes. And every time the day goes, the night comes. So both the night and the day are constantly and rapidly following each other, coming after each other in succession without any intermission. And this will continue until Allah Azza wa Jal wraps and rolls up the skies and this world comes to an end. يَطُلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ. and the sun and the moon and the stars, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun, the moon, and the stars. Nujum, plural of najm. And how has he created them? Musakharatin bi amri. All of them are subjected by his command. Musakharat, plural of musakhara. Musakhara, from seen, khara, taskhir, is to subject something, any to force something to do, to perform a particular task, all right, to harness or to keep in obedience. So the sun, the moon, the stars are all subjected to the command of Allah, meaning they all move according to a set schedule and routine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for them. The sun only rises when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to rise. The moon only appears when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it to appear. The sun does not leave its place. The moon does not leave its place. The sun and the moon and the stars, all of them remain in their places, on their orbits, in their schedules that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for them. In Surah Yasin, ayah 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَالشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرُ وَلَا اللَّيْلُ سَابِقُ النَّهَارُ وَكُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. That the sun, it is not possible for the sun to catch up with the moon. Meaning the sun cannot collide with the moon. And it cannot come take the place of the moon. And at the end of the ayah, Allah says that each in their orbit are moving along. Meaning every single one of these, the sun, the moon, what are they doing? They are moving on in their paths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for them. Now, what is amazing is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these massive, massive celestial bodies and then subjected them to specific tasks, and they are constantly going on in their orbits. So how perfectly capable and how merciful Allah is. Because if the sun and the moon did not work according to schedule, if the night and the day did not follow each other the way they are, then life would not be possible on earth. It would not be possible. If the sun moved even a little distance closer to the earth would burn. If it moved away, then the earth would not be able to sustain life. So all of this is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfect knowledge, his constant guardianship. As Allah says in Ayatul Kursi, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. Their constant, diligent protection, guardianship, does not tire him. Which means that the skies and the earth are such that they require constant guardianship, without which they would not be able to survive. They would not be able to remain. So consider the perfect knowledge of Allah, the perfect capability of Allah, and his mercy and favor on us. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ. And the stars also, he has subjected them by his command. So the stars, they remain in the places, the paths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for them. And even when it comes to shooting stars, right, whatever course that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subjected for them, they remain on that. So, ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amru. Ala, verily, lahu, only to him belongs. Meaning only to Allah belongs. What? Al-khalq, the creation, wal-amr, and the command. Al-khalqu khalqu, wal-amru amru. The creation, whatever it is his creation. And the command, whatever it is with him. It is his. Meaning whatever that exists belongs to Allah. Whether that creation is somewhere up in the skies, in the heavens, in sab'a samawat, or it is somewhere on the earth, or beneath, wherever that creation may be, whatever it may be, it belongs to Allah. Allah is its creator. And every creature, no matter what it is, and no matter what characteristics it has, and no matter what it does, all of it is the creation of Allah. And wal-amr, the command, meaning the authority, also belongs to Allah. Meaning, he is the creator, and his command regarding his creation prevails. It is carried out. It is not the case that Allah creates a creation and that creation somehow escapes Allah's authority and now Allah's authority is no longer on it. No way. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. He created everything and He decides every matter. He is the creator and He is the owner. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. And ala lahul khalq, khalq, meaning if the creation belongs to Him entirely, this means that whatever that happens in the creation happens by His will, at His command. So this refers to Allah's ahkam kawniyya, qadariyya. And wal amr, meaning Allah is the one who has the right to command what people should do, right? So this refers to His ahkam shar'iyya, okay? Like for example, the laws in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed for people to follow. Before that, the laws in the Torah that people were given to follow. And then, not just in this world, but then after that, when it comes to recompense, when it comes to giving people what they deserve for what they have done, that amr, that command, that authority also belongs to Allah. So remember that all command, all of it, over everything and everyone, and always, in the past, in the present, and in the future, it is with Allah. Allah is the one who has supreme authority. There is nothing that happens except by His will, His command. And His commands include both the kawni commands and the shar'i commands. And it's important to note the difference, because shar'i commands are the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, which is why He has commanded us to do those things. But kawni, qadari commands refers to any of the things that occur in the creation. And this includes matters that Allah likes and also matters that Allah does not like. In Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. To Allah belongs authority before and also after. So no matter what time, no matter what era, no matter what has happened, Allah always had authority, does have authority, and will always have authority. Allah Azza wa Jal, it is His command that prevails, where? In the sky and also in the earth. In Surah Al-Sajda, Ayah 5, Allah says, يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. He is the one who decides, carries out His command, where? From the sky to the earth. And there is no one at all who shares in His authority. In Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 111, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. He has no partner in the dominion, meaning He alone decides what He wants to do. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Blessed is Allah, the Lord of the worlds. تَبَارَكَ. تَبَارَكَ is from barakah. And barakah means blessing. And تَبَارَكَ is a verb that is used only for Allah Azza wa Jal. Because تَبَارَكَ means that He is blessed in Himself and that He is the source of all blessing. So تَبَارَكَ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Why? Because of His perfection, His greatness, His excellent characteristics. So He is truly great, He is truly blessed, and He is also the source of all blessing. So there is continuous good that is coming from Allah, and anything good that exists, its source is Allah Azza wa Jal. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And consider how much goodness, continuous goodness has come from Allah and continues to come from Allah. Tabarakallahu Rabbul Alameen. So this is your Lord, Rabbul Alameen.